I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Listen, I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. But it is some money being made in makeup, Jack. Makeup made Rihanna a billionaire. Makeup has made a plethora of fair maidens memorable. And today, I'd like to introduce you to the first Black woman to do makeup on a Hollywood set, Miss Bernadine Anderson. No surprise here, but there was a time in these here United States when Black folk couldn't do makeup on white folks' movie sets. And Bernadine Anderson, she found difficulty breaking into the business in the late 60s, but she was adamant about pursuing her passion. She filed a class action lawsuit and was awarded a 3-year apprenticeship with Warner Brothers. It was historic because it would be the final one they would ever offer. After she finished her apprenticeship, she started her career doing makeup on stunt doubles and stunt triples and even stunt quadruples. I didn't even know that was a thing. In the early 70s, she met the connect that would change her life forever, Jane Fonda. See, Jane Fonda requested Bernadine Anderson once, and they were locked in for 8 years. At the end of that tenure, when Jane Fonda said she wanted to chill for a little bit, she began her work with Eddie Murphy. And dig it, she was the head makeup artist in some of our favorite movies. Coming to America, Boomerang, Vampire in Brooklyn, What's Love Got to Do With It, Another 48 Hours, Harlem Nights, Police Academy 6, and she did TV shows Head of the Class, and we all remember Amen. I never knew the words to the intro of that song. Turn off the lights on heaven, no, shine on me. That's all I would say. I don't think that's accurate, though. Man, Bernadine Anderson was exceptional. She had to be. I mean, navigating through race and gender challenges at the time in the film industry. While she was working on white actors and actresses, the skincare and makeup challenges she faced when she had to apply makeup to darker skins. Come on, man. How she had to create alternative solutions, bam, right there on the fly. She had to be exceptional. And that's what made Rihanna Fenty brand so popular. It got 50 different foundation shades. Everybody feels seen. So while Rihanna is counting them cosmetic coins, a special thanks and salute simultaneously goes to the trailblazer Bernadine Anderson, who broke barriers by beating faces 60 years ago. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.